All right, hey there. Welcome to another episode of Lynch and Tacos Off the Air Podcast. I'm Pat Lynch, Taco Bob. How you doing over there? Checking your email?
No, I was just looking at different, I always jot down different topics when I come across them. And so I was looking at it in case there was anything I needed to bring up during the podcast.
Something I know you've brought up before. I don't know if we've talked about it on the air, maybe briefly mentioned it in a podcast previous, but
what?
Those customer satisfaction surveys.
Oh yeah, I got asked. What was I on the phone for? Was that yesterday? Or yesterday or the day before? And I go, absolutely, I'll do it. And I absolutely did not.
You get these requests literally for everything now.
Oh yeah.
If you go and visit a store and
Walmart, you go through the self checkout at Walmart.
Yeah, there's a survey on here. You'll be eligible to win a gift card or something if you could give us your feedback. So lots of places do this.
Dude, self checkout now, Pat. They don't even hand you. It's not on your receipt or anything. It pops up on the screen before you can check. It says, "How was your experience?" You can decline it, but right there on the self checkout, it's like, "How was your experience?" Was it? I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Just buying kitty litter.
So, dude, I went for my physical a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Customer service request survey on that about my experience with Advent Health.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big company.
Well, but, what do you need to know?
This is my physical.
Showed up for the yearly oil check.
He put his fingers in my rectum.
Right. So I did not comply with that one. And then they hit me again. Could you please, we really count on the feedback of our patients, our customers, and
the problem is like you said, too many people, too many companies are doing it now to where it's bombarded. It's overdone to where you don't want to do them.
You know what I'm more apt to do?
And if you ask me a second time like that, like they did with you, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You're bugging me now.
I'm more apt to maybe leave a review on something that I've purchased that I'm pleased with. If I get asked, hey, could you, Costco will do that sometimes. If you make a purchase, hey, are you happy with this? Could you leave a review here for other Costco customers to see your thoughts?
I used to do that on Amazon when I first started doing Amazon. Remember how Amazon would be like, hey, people asking questions. But in order to answer the questions for them, then you become a question answerer and you have to do it
right
via an email. And I don't use our home email. And I'm like,
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going somewhere with this if you haven't figured that out yet. Occasionally, I'll fill these things out, but in general, I'm like you. Nah, I don't need to be bothered with that.
But my trick, just for the record, because it's a good trick, people, is when they ask you.
Oh, if you make a call for some assistance.
And they say, please hold on, and they go, yes, would you like to take this survey after the thing? Always say yes. I'm convinced that your wait time's less. And then just hang up before the survey. So where are you going with this? What were you saying?
Last night, as I was wrapping things up on the computer, I always check the home email, just to see if anything important has come in over the course of the day that needs to be attended to. And I open it up, and sitting right at the top is an email from Sunshine Water Services.
Ooh, he's filling that one out.
It is a Sunshine Water Services customer satisfaction survey. One question is all this thing was.
Okay.
And before I tell you what I said, a little bit of background in case you haven't heard me blow a gasket over this sorry excuse for a company. And I will call them that. I'll call them out on the air. I continue to. They are a monopoly that is completely out of control and taking advantage of people who have no other option to get water at their home.
Tell them what your water bill went up percentage-wise and just give an average of a water bill.
This company was formerly known as Utilities, Inc., and now they're known as Sunshine Water Services. Our bill is sent to an address in Philadelphia, so I don't even know if they're local.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, went from having a normal, reasonable Florida-type water bill to a 113% price increase.
That wasn't $113. That was 113%.
That was followed by another recent price hike. And now they're requesting from the Utilities Commission another price hike. And all of this they base on, we're trying to improve our infrastructure.
Is it? Oh, okay. I thought maybe they were going to say that because you live near the Wekiva.
No, it has nothing to do with anything where I live other than just I'm an unfortunate SOB who lives in the zone that this company has been awarded the franchise for.
Their infrastructure. Okay, so in other words, if I need to rebuild my home, I'm going to bill you for it. How's that?
Right.
That's a load of shit is what it is.
Right. It's ridiculous. And it is not us as customers' faults that you have a dilapidated, out-of-date infrastructure that needs to be modernized.
Mr. Lynch, don't you want fresh water with our systems and pumps? You may not be getting the freshest.
Of course I do. And I want it safe to drink and safe to swim in and all that stuff. But again, to rake your customers over the coals in the way they do. Just got the recent water bill from them.
Wasn't it $120 or something?
Most recent one, $144. There are two people who live in our household, me and my wife.
Yep, tell her to cut down on the showers. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's a complete joke.
And I will vocalize about this as much as I can, but I know griping about it does no good whatsoever. Although
the survey, though, what
I'm going to get to that here in a second. There has been talk. I mean, there are anybody who is stuck with Sunshine Water Services has the same attitude. And I said to my wife, I hope they sent this to every customer in this area because they are going to get put on blast.
Oh yeah,
it's to the point where. In Seminole County, the Seminole County Commission has received so many complaints that it is now actually being talked about having Seminole County purchase this utility and run it themselves.
That'd be awesome.
Would they be able to run it cheaper? I have no idea. I would certainly hope so.
It was before.
How much is your water bill at your house?
I don't want to tell you. I don't think you'd like it.
No, tell me.
It's like when you always mention that we always do this thing to fill you in a little behind the scenes. We always do this thing where Pat, he'll mention his power bill. And it's like, he'll say, man, I got a power bill and it's only for $100. Because it's great because he spent money on windows to insulate it and everything.
Yeah.
And so I'll say what my power bill is, but I never say the water because my water bill the other day, I want to say it was $24, $25. I'm on septic.
That explains it because there's no sewage charge.
Yeah.
On a regular municipality, you're going to get hit with the sewage.
So it'd be about $49 on regular.
Which is what I've been used to paying pretty much my entire adult life since I become responsible for having to have water service in the house. It's around $50 usually.
Yeah.
$144. Two people in the house.
It's insane.
It's robbery.
Yeah.
That is absolute robbery. So anyway, it was... one question. The question was, scale of 0 to 10, how likely are you to suggest Sunshine Water Services to a friend, relative, or acquaintance?
0.
0.0, Mr. Blutowski.
Damn straight.
So
That's Pat's favorite quote is from Animal House, 0.0.
So I knew by putting 0 in, well, probably anything below 8 is going to then trigger the box that pops up. Could you please elaborate further why you gave us this score? Oh, boy. Can I elaborate?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, right off the top of my head, let it rip.
Did you run out of characters?
No, I did not. Okay. I didn't. I only needed to say a few things. I rated you a 0 because you are a monopolistic ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you are holding people captive, and I would venture to guess that most people who are in the same situation as our household feel the same way. You have raised rates far beyond what other municipalities charge for services of the same nature. You're asking for another rate increase, and it's completely out of control, and we have no other option. I detest you and your company.
My water bill went from $45 to $145. That's total malarkey.
So I sent it off. That was it. And when the wife got home from work, I said to her, I go, did you see what's in the email? She goes, oh, the Sunshine Water Services thing? She goes, I filled that out too. I go, well, they let me fill it out as well. So I go, what'd you get? She gives them a one. Gave them one. She goes, I just couldn't give them zero. I go, what,
the hell
why?
With that? They like, put what? Another zero on your water bill.
Exactly. So,
do you tell your neighbors? Did you say, hey, everybody, you should go around and tell all your neighbors, hey, make sure that you know, because a lot of people won't look at their email.
Right.
Just say, hey, make sure you look at your email. Do you have like a thing that goes out to neighbors?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You have an HOA, so I'm wondering if you could say to the HOA people, hey, could you alert neighbors?
That's not a bad idea, actually.
You finally get something good out of the HOA and just say, hey, could you alert the other neighbors that this survey is in there so we can maybe do something about the water?
Everybody in the neighborhood, it's not just my neighborhood, it's the surrounding area I'm in. It's just this carved out area of Seminole County that this water service serves.
God, I hope they don't go anywhere else.
Will any of this do anything? Probably not, but I found
you mean any of the surveys?
Right. Will it have an impact on them to realize that, wow, we've got people really pissed at us?
No, I don't think so.
But, well, there's got to be a reason this thing was sent out.
I would think it would be from the people that maybe because Seminole County has thought about buying it, so maybe it's something to do with that. I don't know.
I mean, listen, if you've got an ugly baby, deep down in your heart and soul, you know you have an ugly baby.
Yeah.
And it hurts when people call your baby ugly, but if it's true, it's true.
Yeah.
They got an ugly baby.
If you want to come over and do laundry at my house, you can. Shower.
It's not. You know, I swear to God.
My wife would be like, Bob, why is Pat in our shower? And when I say our shower, I mean our master.
It might actually be cheaper if we paid to do laundry at a laundromat than run the washer to do laundry. I don't know.
I don't think you're doing that much laundry with two people.
That's the whole thing. There's just two people living there, $144.
I'm thinking, the laundromat, you only do that when there's lice, dude. That's a nightmare on wheels.
It's crazy. So anyway, I will it accomplish anything? Probably not. Do I feel better, at least venting? Hell yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Thanks for listening to Pat Pitching.
Hey, should I share the story about what I saw on 434 the other day?
The woman, 10-11. The car, the lady driving.
The car that was all over. I'm coming up here to the office, and I'm on 434 in Altamont, getting ready to come into Maitland.
In the afternoon. It's not as normal time at 2-something in the morning.
Yeah, this is middle of the afternoon.
I just want to paint the picture how you could see what was going on.
Yeah, middle of the afternoon, I had to come back up here for something, and this car in the lane to the left of me and a little bit ahead is kind of all over the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2:30, like you said, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So I get to where the traffic flow went to where I pull up next to this car.
You're kind of like, I want to get around them if they've been drinking or somebody administering some roadhead.
I look to the left, no tinted windows, so I got a clear view of this.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately became obvious why they were all over the road. It was a woman who was driving and eating a salad at the same time. Now, want to try to paint the visual here. Put yourself in the driver's seat.
Eating a salad in a business meeting is not the best thing to order because it's a lot of, and you're picking at it and stuff's falling. So
put yourself in the driver's seat of your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you've decided you're going to try to eat a salad while you're driving. So this woman, she had her salad in what appeared to be like a Tupperware bowl, pretty good sized Tupperware bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her left hand gripping the top of the bowl with her thumb extended down into the inside of the bowl. And her hand was also extended and grabbing the steering wheel with the left hand while pinning the bowl with her thumb against the inside of the steering wheel.
So got she's that? Like basically like this. I've got my thumb holding that and I'm holding it. So
the bowl's right here.
So I can bring my face like a little bit past, like the microphone is my steering wheel. I'm bringing my mouth a little past up on top of the steering wheel to eat over the bowl so it won't fall on my dress.
With the fork that's in your right hand that you're then reaching into the Tupperware bowl and shoveling salad in your mouth.
And the cell phone that's on her shoulder.
I was like, are you kidding me?
That's crazy. Did you look at her and just be like, hey?
She never looked up.
When you drive by people on their cell phone who are all over the road, you look at them like, come on.
Yeah. But...
wow.
You know, even for here in Florida, where you see, God knows, nothing surprises you anymore, that actually kind of surprised me.
That's pretty wild. I mean, you always see the people on the phones. We had some, how did it come up? I was thinking the weirdest thing that you've ever seen anybody eat. But do you remember when we were talking about movie theater sneaking in whatever?
Right.
And somebody said they brought in an entire dinner.
Yeah.
Like a...
in Tupperware containers.
It was one big Tupperware. Picture like a frozen dinner on a plate. You know how they have the plastic over it and you heat it up and whatever? This was like a Tupperware that would hold all the different meal. And he had like a meatloaf dinner that he snuck into the movie theater and sat right there on his lap and watched a movie and had a full, you know, three-course dinner.
Yeah.
So it made me think, yeah.
You know, with the car eating, though.
It's a pain because... I did it yesterday with Wendy's on my Gainesville drive.
You know, you eat, and a lot of times you see people either eat in their car or they don't. If they don't, it's because I don't want anybody eating in my car. I don't want food in my car. You run into that sometimes.
Yeah, I don't like my kids to eat in my car because,
you know,
they drop stuff all the time.
Right, and then, you know, you get bugs and it's... Yeah. But anyway, you could probably make this into like a game show. You'd have to do it in a controlled environment. Food challenge while driving. This week we want you to try salad.
No.
Here's
I know
ribs.
It's a controlled environment.
Ribs. It's a slab of ribs.
Ribs? I could probably pull off.
Uncut. You got to cut them.
No. Yeah, at the red light. You just have it all set up on your right and cut it. I think, you know, if you're eating, like, you could get pulled over for that 100% for reckless driving. Just like...
reckless driving is reckless driving.
Exactly.
Or careless driving, whatever.
Just like being tired. Yeah. They always put the... I saw the signs yesterday. I did this. That was pretty wild that I did that, huh? The road trip?
Oh, yeah. He had a up and back to Gainesville.
Yeah, I was like...
What was the round trip total time?
Oh, it was fast.
Doesn't tell you, you left right after the show yesterday.
I left 10 o'clock is when I actually... pulled out maybe like 10:05 or so. I got there at 11:45. That was stopping for gas and fast food.
Mm-hmm.
That's fast.
You didn't get salad, though. No salad.
As balls. No. But and then my daughter had to run to class. I was bringing my daughter her computer. So, and why didn't I mail it? I know. I would have loved to, but I had... She had a computer that was broken, and Apple was mailing it back. But it was taking longer than it was expected, so she was already going to be back at school. So I was playing the UPS game where I have to be home for the package, or they leave that god-awful note that says, you weren't here, we'll drop it off tomorrow.
Or come and sign for it at wherever.
Yeah, and so it was the first day, so they didn't even give me a sign for it at the Longwood branch. It was just, so I ran up, it was a headache and a half, so I was like, well, I don't want her to go through that because she needs the computer today.
So screw it. I'll just run it up and back.
I said, I'll do it. She's like, I feel bad. And I said, it's not your fault. It was the computer company. And I don't care. I'd rather. It cost me $40 to do that and $50 including the fast food I bought us.
What time did you pull back into your driveway?
2 o'clock.
That's pretty good.
Dude,
that's pretty good.
That is stopping for gas, getting fast food by going in because I had to pee so bad. I almost peed at the gas pump yesterday. No, I would.
Right there in the bucket with the window washers?
Not in that, but I almost just peed right up against my truck.
I did that once in New Jersey.
In Jersey of all places?
Yeah. You know, because in Jersey, you can't pump your
own
gas.
They pump your gas for you, yeah.
Yeah.
So you peed on the truck?
Oh, the guy lost his mind.
Why were you just wasted?
I was wasted. We were headed down to Philly for a show. This is when I lived up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now, see, back then you could do it. I was afraid of cameras, plus the female standing next to me using the other side of my pump.
Yeah.
But so that was stopping for gas, going to the restroom in a Wendy's and getting food and waiting for it. Then driving to my daughter's dorm, and you know how college campuses are. It's 20 miles an hour. And if you're doing 20, 22, yeah, they'll nail your ass. So that takes a while. Called her, waited on college time for her to come down, handed her a computer, did our pleasantries, you know, handed her the little chocolates they brought yesterday, handed her those. And she handed me the other computer that she used in the meantime. Turned around, went to this little park, ate my fast food, right? Finished the rest of it on the road. Boom, pulled in my house at with a school zone, pulled into my home at 2 or 2:05.
So,
and you, I actually waited to text my wife.
So you were on 75 in the turnpike north of 90 miles an hour.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, they
imagine doing that trying to eat a salad.
Oh, no way. I was a little skeptical of using that because, you know, some parts of every road have like the holes in them and the, yeah, you know, all the whatever. But it was really cool with the turnaround time. And the reason why is because coming in, there were a group of state troopers, like we'll say 10 miles out from Gainesville. And then about a mile past them, there was another setup of a speed trap. And then another 2 miles, there was another one where they kind of jumped out. Waze told me that they were there.
Right.
But so I saw them, and with the quick turnaround, I was only in Gainesville for, you know, what, 25, we'll say 30 minutes.
So they were still there, probably.
They were still there, all of them. So I was like, yeah, it worked out great.
Let me guess.
And I was not being dangerous driving or anything. I'd, you know, let people get over.
Let me guess, once you got past those, the speed checks, nothing else all the way back, right?
No.
They're probably all clustered up there working that area.
That was totally it, because yeah, they're like, this is a cash cow of kids coming in and people leaving Gainesville, yeah, the school. So I was like, so yeah. What did I branch on that for? Oh, it was
4 hours
saying,
up and back. That's pretty solid, dude.
Yeah. I almost texted you to say, I'm already here. And I was like, don't jinx yourself. Because I even prayed the night before. I said, dear Lord, please help me not to speed. Because, you know, we wake up so early. I slept the night before, but not the best, because it was on my mind that I had to drive to and from Gainesville, and I didn't want to fall asleep. And you're doing it alone, you know? I could have gotten a buddy to do a road trip. My friend said, pay, you know, another friend's son. That would have been good.
Well, it's done. It's over
with. Exactly, yeah. But eating a salad while doing that, no chance. No chance in hell.
All right.
Have you ever eaten a sub driving?
No.
I'm trying to think of the wildest thing
I've
ever eaten.
Sandwiches, sure. I mean, but...
Well, a sandwich, that's just simple. I'm thinking like a hardest...
No, I've probably had a sub.
I'd imagine.
I doubt... probably not like a meatball parm or anything.
No.
No, you know, roast beef sub or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a damn shredded lettuce. Why is there shredded lettuce down here by the...
Friend was eating in the car, hon.
Exactly.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, I tell you though.
Have you ever done the where you pee in the bottle while you're driving?
I've never done that.
Never?
Not once, never,
yeah,
ever.
I have more than once.
I'll if worse comes to worse, I'll just pull over on the shoulder and run into the woods.
I wouldn't even run into the woods. I just
or swing the door open.
Swing the door open.
Let it ride.
Or yeah, not even swing the door open and say, let somebody drive by and go, look at that stream.
Dude, there was one time though, I think I told you about this, where I was driving down to South Florida, and it was one of those deals where you're on the turnpike and there's, I don't know, probably three of the service stops on the route I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, the first one, you know, is not too far after you go through the Kissimmee exchange there. I never stop at that one.
No.
Going down. Then there's another one that comes up, and that's the one I usually stop at.
Okay.
And then there's a third chance.
I know the second one. Okay. I can have the whole visual of walking up, and the bathrooms are here, and there's just, yeah, like a little food trap, like some cages.
Well, they're all brand new now. Okay. They've rebuilt those all. But anyway, I made a mistake. Oh, I can make it to the Fort Pierce one.
Oh, you told this. Yeah.
Yeah, I can make it to the Fort Pierce one. Wrong. It's one of those deals where you feel like you got to go, but you think you can hold it and don't realize how long you still have to go. And I did end up making it to the Fort Pierce stop,
mm-hmm,
but I was so, my bladder was so full, I was having a hard time getting out of my truck. I was like doubled over. Felt like if I leaned over or lifted my leg, I was going to pee myself. Yeah. So I...
Did you pop them out and just let the head off?
No, I just just did the whole process very, very slowly.
And you walked slowly to the restroom.
I walked very slowly to the restroom, knowing I had to go so bad. When I got to the urinal, I kid you not, I'm standing there doing my thing at high velocity while three other dudes use the urinal right next to me. One guy comes up and goes, I'm still going. Second guy comes up and goes, I'm still going. Third guy comes up and goes, he and I finish around the same time. I was like, damn.
And the guy cleaning the bathroom goes, you were the road tripper of the month, sir.
Dude, that
you
was...
You win an award for making your family hold it this long. Well done.
I was the guy back in the Bladder Buster days for the bar promotions. Remember those? Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you didn't stand up. As soon as you stand up, you got to pee, that's when it's usually bad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As I was trying to get from the seat.
I've never had it to where I can't stand physically. I'm saying once, I wasn't saying it like that. I'm saying, look, I'm sitting down driving, everything's good. Yeah. And I'll go, okay, definitely got to pee. I can feel it. Right? Yeah. When I touch and I go, once I get out of the car, I don't have trouble getting out of the car. Once I get out of the car, then I'm like, oh, shit, man, I got to go, like, now.
Right.
Real bad. But I have done, like I said, more than one occasion, the Gatorade bottle. You get the big Gatorade bottle, and I've done that while I was driving my Chevy Tahoe home from Hilton Head, South Carolina. I did on 95 going through Jacksonville.
Let's say I had an empty Gatorade bottle to do that in, and it would have overflowed probably twice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. What do you do? I dump mine out the window. I mean, I feel bad for the other people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What that guy got his wiper saw and his windshield wipe?
Oh, disgusting. Smells like hearing. No, I just did that. I've done it where you bring two bottles. You got the best ever. And I've told you this, but I've never told the listeners. Best ever. We're doing a bass fishing tournament. I used to fish these little boat tournaments. I did a few of them with my buddy Doyle. And yes, I'll call him out. So we're driving to this one, and it's all the way in Windermere, and it's freezing out, right? Because it's middle of winter is when all the turn. So it's freezing out. We're driving, and he's got on sweatshirt because they're cold, sweatpants, and then shorts underneath in case it warms up later in the day, which it's not gonna. And so he goes, hold the wheel, and he pulls.
Oh, he's driving.
Yeah, he pulls the front. So I'm just looking forward holding the wheel.
Right.
He's got his willy out, and he pulls like this. And he, when you do it, Pat, when you're driving, you got to kind of go like this and lean.
Gotcha.
If you have somebody holding the wheel for you, it's great. But I've done it alone. Well, so I'm holding the wheel. He pulls his warm-up pants down and his shorts down. He is releasing a full pee. Because, again, this was all the way out in the Windermere area. And we're coming from Maitland area.
Okay.
So he had a full bladder, and of course, So anyway, he's about maybe 3 seconds into it, and his thumb slips.
Oh, flip back.
Flops the warm-ups and the shorts, the jogging shorts, right over him while he's peeing.
Oh, God.
And he can't stop. He's like, mother! So I go, dude, I said, watch the road. I'm steering. You got to watch the road. It's getting crazy because I'm like, there's a red light. So we pull up and go up to a gas thing, and he goes, I got to get gas anyway. He gets out, and I wish I would have been looking for the photo while I was telling you this, because it's Doyle sitting here at the gas pump, and I walk around, and I go, hey, Danny. And I shoot a picture, and I'm not kidding you. He has piss from here.
Just a big old wet.
Here.
Oh, God.
And we got to go down. And you meet all the people that you're fishing with in the morning. Okay. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it is.
God.
And we got to go down there. He's like, great, man. I got piss all over myself. And I go, I can't believe. So I start vocalizing because, you know, that early your voice travels. And I'm like, I can't believe you dumped a whole cup of coffee on yourself. So I said that as we're walking up so people would hear it. We could play it off. But I'm like, oh, dude, that was the best ever.
Sure, a little bit later, people are going, well, that guy smells like pee. What the hell?
We got to beat the pee boys in the tournament. Let me get all photos. I'll find it for you. It's epic.
I think
you've seen it, right?
I think a good way to end this week's Off the Air podcast, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would like you to rate Doyle's attempt at trying to drive pee while driving.
I got to give it a 10 because I love seeing it.
You give him a positive score on that.
As we're sitting here, I'm scrolling through photos to get to Doyle with pee-pee pants. There's winter. There's my boat. This has got to be somewhere around here.
The infamous cabin cruiser.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't use as much since I've had it in the backyard.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to fish back there when you don't have water.
Damn it, man. I'm so close to finding it because there's 2016 when I got my truck. Come on, pee-pee pants. God, I can't find it in
Thanks
time.
For checking out the...
Those are the warm-ups that he was wearing.
The Chautauqua Off the Air podcast. We'll be back with you again next week with more nonsense.